Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know, I don't like this characterization of, you know, I got Trevor the Creator group texting us, making fun of us. You know, yeah, the Jupiter Red Planet one, yeah, that was dumb. I'll be the first to admit. All right, I knew it was Mars, and I don't know why. Maybe because Jupiter was always red on the solar system pictures. I don't know.
I pictured Mars inside Mercury.
So. It happens, man. You know, we tried. What do you want from us? Okay. 877-881-1053. 877-881-1053. That is the Franklin Frankel Injury Attorney text line. And, of course, you guys, we're going to do a Tolos on the Telephone at 1020. I'll tell you right now, we had a great turnout last night. We had like 7 or 8 people call last night. I would have never thought that 1020 would be an ideal time for people to call in. But if we find out, if we have another back-to-back 6-7 people call in tonight, and we had some great callers last night as well. Shout out to our boy Diamond Mike. We had Chief, who won G-Bag of the Day. Yeah. Mama Kim called in. We had our boy Steven in Waxahachie, who was door dashing and broke the seal as far as calling into the program here at the new digs for the first time. So great response by everybody last night. So we'll see what kind of feedback we get tonight. We're going to do another open mic tonight, all right? And all we ask is that you keep it civil. You keep it clean, mm-hmm. and just be nice. Now, you can talk a little smack. We're not saying everybody's got to be all kumbaya in here.
Call in just to make you back of the day.
Thank you.
You will get dropped.
That'll get you dumped, and then we won't let you call back again. Speaking of getting dumped, Antonio Brown, rough go of it right now. He's been arrested on an attempted murder charge. This latest and greatest, former NFL star Antonio Brown was arrested on an attempted murder charge stemming from a shooting after a celebrity boxing event in Miami, police confirmed on Thursday. Now, we kind of remember that. It was kind of a weird deal. It was all caught on social media and on video, of course. Miami police spokesperson Mike Vega said that Brown, who's only 37 years old, I feel like he's a lot older than that, but he's only 37, he was taken into custody by U.S. Marshals in Dubai, in the United Arab Emirates. He was
your
flown,
favorite place.
I can't wait. I mean, obviously, AB won't be there when I get there. He was flown to Essex County, New Jersey, where he's being held pending extradition to Miami. It was unclear why Brown was taken to New Jersey first or how long he'd been in Dubai, although he has posted several times on social media over the past few months from there. So I'll be honest with you. I didn't even know he was on the run.
I didn't either.
Because we've seen him post. You know, and again, he hasn't been maybe as prolific on social here lately, but he's definitely been on social because that was the first thing I thought of. I was like, well, he's been posting here and there. According to an arrest warrant detailing the May 16th shooting, Brown is accused of grabbing a handgun from a security staffer after the boxing match and firing 2 shots at a man he had been in a fist fight with earlier. The man, who I'm not even going to try to pronounce his name, told investigators one of the bullets grazed his neck.
I'd have been like, all of them grazed me. Take him to jail.
It was unclear from court documents whether Brown has an attorney. Finally, police initially detained him after the gunshots were fired at the event. Brown was seen fighting with several people on a video posted to social media. I think we all saw that. And gunshots could clearly be heard after the altercation. Police released Brown after a few hours, and he posted an explanation on social media the following day. Quote, "I was jumped by multiple individuals who tried to steal my jewelry and cause physical harm to me." Contrary to some video circulating, police temporarily detained me until they received my side of the story and then released me. I went home that night and was not arrested. I will be talking to my legal counsel and attorneys on pressing charges on the individuals that jumped me. Apparently, there's been an arrest warrant for him on this attempted murder charge since June 11th.
I remember it coming out.
So, poor Antonio Brown. I say poor. I mean, this guy's been maybe financially. I don't know. I mean, I know he's had some financial problems since he left the NFL. But ever since this guy left Pittsburgh, I mean, honestly, you could argue ever since he got hit by Vontaze Burfict, this guy's not been the same.
I would agree with that sentiment. AB's always, we talked about it yesterday, one of my favorite receivers on the field.
Oh, he was a dog back in the day.
Off the field, though, not so much. No, he's a maniac. What's happening in this Broncos-Raiders game, Fred Davis?
Great question by you, Blake Elliott. Denver should hold on to win this game, although, tough for a Raiders fan. Daniel Carlson just missed a 48-yard field goal that would have tied the ball game up at 10. They now have the ball back. Geno Smith, who I guess was hurt and taken out, but he's back in. He's 16-26 for 143 yards. Bo Nix, 15-27, a touchdown, two picks. And 132 yards. Meanwhile, everybody's favorite tight end, Brock Bowers. Yeah, well, let's just say you wonder why my fantasy team stinks. Three targets, one catch, 31 yards.
And that's after trading Jacoby Myers. Everyone thought he might have 50 targets this game, and he has three.
You want to guess who's the leading target getter for the Las Vegas Raiders tonight?
Let's go with our boy. I think his name's like Trey.
Trey Tucker?
Yeah, that's who I'm going to go with.
Incorrect. Would you like to take a guess, Khaki Kevin Walker?
I'm trying to think if I know another player.
I just guess the one that's, you know, the one you can think of, the other one that's obvious.
Hunter Renfro?
Hunter Renfro hasn't been a Raider for the last 3 years. Go ahead and guess one more time.
I couldn't name
you want to
guess
Ashton Chenty? Okay. They do throw out of the backfield. He's had five targets. He's actually the second most targeted Raider on the team. But the answer you guys were both looking for is Tyler Lockett.
Wow.
Tyler Lockett, who has six targets, five catches, 44 yards on the day. So maybe one of the, you know, we don't have TV in. Well, we've got TV. It just hadn't been hooked up yet. And we were like, man, we're not going to be able to watch the game. I don't know that we've missed anything. Guys.
I don't know that we've missed anything.
I don't know that
one thing that
anything.
I wish we could have watched was the Dallas Stars game. I always love watching our Stars here in the studio. We weren't able to see it. What did we miss, Keke Kev, with the Dallas Stars?
Well, apparently you can score a touchdown in hockey because that's what the Anaheim Ducks did. They beat the Stars 7-5. No point streak to continue here. They lost in regular in the three periods. They really just let it all go in the second period. Four goals for the Ducks in the second period alone. They were leading 2-0 after the first, and they tried to compete, but at the end of the day, the Ducks walk away, 7-5 win.
They're doing their best Dallas Mavericks impersonation. The Anaheim Ducks first in their division, the Stars, with a little bit of a shaky start to start the season. Not what you want to see from the Dallas Stars, but hopefully Miko and the boys can turn it around over there in Starland. I made fun of Fred. I made fun of Kevin for not knowing answers, but I have all the answers in front of me. I think it's only right that I hand over my phone to Fred Davis and I let him quiz me because I'm a man of honor.
You're a man of something. From the 903, I'm 46 years old with a degree in art, and I knew 95% of those questions. Most were from fifth grade. This is concerning.
Okay, here we go.
The only ones we got wrong were the periodic table.
Periodic.
Whatever. Periodic these you-know-whats. Okay.
And I handed over the quiz. I have not seen the bottom ones of the answers. If I've seen the answer,
who invented the AC power system?
I don't even know.
Exactly.
Yes. What was the answer?
He's got a car brand now.
Henry Ford.
Tesla was the answer we were looking for there. You already did. Let's see. What language has the most native speakers?
Mandarism.
I'm sorry?
Mandarism? Mandarin? I don't know why I said Mandarism. Mandarin. Is that right? Is it not Mandarin?
Do we need to go to the tape? Mandarism?
Is it Mandar? Now I can't say it. Why can I not think of the word?
Mandarin was the
Mandarin.
Word.
Mandarin. I don't know why I'm putting ism on there.
I don't know.
Mandarin.
Why. H2O equals what?
Are you going to tell me if it's right or wrong?
Yeah, you're right. Okay. H2O equals what?
Hydrogen.
Water was the answer we were looking for.
Oh, yeah. I was trying to break it down to H. Because it's hydrogen and oxygen makes...
Which planet has the biggest rings?
I'm going to go with the only one that I can think of with rings, which is Saturn.
Oh, look at you. Ding, 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 ding. Who invented the airplane?
The Wright brothers.
There you go. There you go. What is element number 79?
79 off the top of my head. Let me guess.
Yeah.
Potassium.
No, we're looking for gold. Oh. What is the universal donor blood type?
O negative?
Oh, I tell you what, my man's on a heater right now. Who wrote the Odyssey?
I don't even know what the Odyssey is. Let me guess, though. What does the name start with?
Think of the Simpsons.
That doesn't help at all. Bart.
Well, Homer.
Homer. Wait, Homer what? It's just Homer?
Just Homer.
Just Homer, okay.
Just Homer.
I would have not got that, obviously.
Let's see. What is the capital of Canada?
Okay, this is a tough one because you think Montreal, you think Quebec, but the correct answer is Ottawa.
Tampa Bay.
Wow.
Is that right?
Listen to this guy. I'll tell you why. You said you didn't look at these answers, but I'm not sure that I believe you.
I've gotten some wrong.
Well, you got to keep up appearances.
Because
if you get all of them right, then we know you cheated. Who invented the printing press in Europe?
Dude, I don't even know who invented the printing press in America.
Gutenberg is the answer. Not Steve, but Gutenberg.
Okay.
What planet is closest to the sun?
Okay, so I'm thinking a really hot place. I'm thinking Mars. I'm thinking Mercury. I'm going to just lock in Mars.
Should have went with your khaki Kevin.
It was Mercury?
Gone with Mercury. Oh. That's correct. Element K represents
potassium.
What? I mean, there's no way you knew this.
What? That's a simple element. Ask me another periodic question. The periodic table is easy, bro.
I didn't realize apparently the state of Texas is big on the periodic table and nothing else.
And U.S. presidents.
According to you guys. What is the capital of Italy?
Not Milan. Not Venice. Capital of Italy, man, I sound stupid right now. What? I'm just going to say Milan. I don't know. It's not right.
What's the you heard the line, when in
Rome.
Ah!
I should have known
what
that.
What galaxy do we live in?
The Milky Way. Right? Is that right?
Which river?
You haven't told me. Let's move on to the next. Is that
right? If I don't shame you, then just consider it's right.
The Nile. You got to say what's the longest river?
Okay, the fact that you already know the answer.
You just said which
the
river?
The fact that you know the answer before I even read
what
it.
What other river question
you
are
asking? Cheating your ass off. You looked at
the
all
fan
these.
The fan cam is right here.
You looked at all these. I don't believe you for
a minute.
I said
give me an English
level I don't
quiz.
Believe you for a minute.
Hey,
what organ filters blood and makes urine?
Filters blood? I know the heart pumps blood. Filters blood.
You're doing a
your
lot of hemming and hawing
kidneys?
Over here. Okay, you know what?
Liver?
I know for a fact you don't
Did
know.
I get it right?
It's kidney. If you get this, I know you've cheated.
Okay.
If you get this, I'm done with
or
this stupid...
Or I just know decent knowledge.
If you get this, I know you've cheated. Okay. What is the speed of light?
I don't even know where to... Is it like numbers? What is the speed of light?
Kilometers a second. What is the speed of light?
Let's go 0.003.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Okay, you're doing. Yeah, now you're trying to. Who developed the polio vaccine?
Ooh, it's not pigs.
Did you say it's not pigs?
Yeah.
What do you know what the question I just asked?
You said polio, right?
Who invented the polio vaccine?
Oh, the vaccine. The English? I don't know.
The answer we were looking for was Jonas Salk.
Dude, you could give me 50 guesses.
Yeah,
I wouldn't get
that. We know. What's the element symbol O?
Oxygen.
And then last but certainly not least, allegedly, who was the first man on the moon?
Oh my God. Neil Armstrong.
There you go. There you go. What a heater. What a heater by Blake Elliott right there. Fine work. Fine work by Mr. Blake Elliott.
Trying to make my mom proud. I know she's listening.
No, and as she should be. As she should be. So 877-881-1053, 877-881-1053. It's day two here in the new digs. Fred Davis, Blake Elliott, and, of course, the khakis are the khaki, Kevin Walker. We will give khaki, and we'll just tease it now because we're going to do Totals on the Telephone next segment. Khaki has a housewarming party on Sunday.
Okay, I'm glad it's Sunday because it was Saturday. I couldn't go. Got plans.
Well, I mean, we're on the air Saturday, so, and I've got to drive back from Kansas. I'm going to be gone tomorrow.
Good week to do it. Cowboys bye week. Too.
Solid week. Good work by you, my friend. That's really thinking ahead. But we'll, not this next segment, but the final segment. Since we won't see Khaki again until Sunday, we'll get some ideas. You know, you've been in the house now with old girl for what, 2 weeks?
No, a little over a week.
A little over a week. All right, so...
And no baby's come up yet, so shout out to you.
Well, I mean, you wouldn't know.
Yeah, I think you would know, right?
No, it takes a while before you find out if you're pregnant or not. So, speaking of babies...
I'll take it. I'll still... Thank you.
Okay. I mean, you know, usually a missed menstrual cycle is usually the first clue that... Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh, Kevin. Oh. Kevin was going Walker.
Whoa. Something's going on here. Speaking of babies, shout out to Wolchuk.
Yes.
Got himself baby number two.
Took her home today, too.
All right. Yeah, he absolutely did. So be sure to love up our boy Wooly Bully on social media. And now not one, but two little girls at the house. I'll tell you what. He's the only guy in that crib, man. I'll tell you what, that is a – my hat's off to him. My hat's off to him there.
My mom just told me you made me proud for once.
Absolutely. I'll tell you what, shout out to Mama Kim as well. All right, coming up next, you guys know the drill. 877-881-1053. Start lining up your phone calls now. Tolo's on the telephone. Open mic night. We're experimenting. Is 1020 the optimal time for a Tolo's on the telephone and open mic? Be civil, keep it clean, and don't be a jerk. Don't go anywhere.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. 1. It's $15 a month. 2. Seriously, it's $15 a month. 3. No big contract. 4. I use it. 5. My mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Appreciate everybody delving into where I'm from and what teams I root for on the fan cam. chat.
At Dallas Fan Cam on Twitch and YouTube. My computer's got like 8%. There's a great chance it might just turn off in the middle of the stream. But it is plugged in, and you can see us. Fred's standing up. And if you haven't seen Fred's outfit.
Yeah, the shirt's untucked at this point. This is a 10 perfect o'clock. Time. I'd love to take this shirt off, honestly. I do have a wife beater on underneath it. But,
we don't need all the ladies flooding the Dallas Fan Cam.
Yeah, I don't know.
How many ladies do you think would join if you took your shirt off on the Fan Cam?
I don't know that any would join.
If you're a lady and listening and you would join the Dallas Fan Cam if Fred Davis took off his shirt, text into the program, 877-801-1053.
I'm from Topeka. I'm not from Kansas City. I did spend 12 years in Houston. As I've said several times, I get emotional about two teams and two teams only, the Kansas City Chiefs.
And my Jayhawks.
And the Jayhawks. All right? So.
I think I only get emotional about one team. It's the Mavericks.
The Mavericks, yeah.
Like, don't get me wrong, I care about the Stars, care about the Rangers, care about the Cowboys, but as far as emotional can ruin my day.
Exactly.
When the Mavs lose a heartbreaker, like, my day's ruined. It's hard for me to
go through. It's going to be a long year for you.
It's about to be
a very long year for Blake Elliott.
Like, if you don't crash out when certain team loses, then you're not like that deeply invested.
Like, you and I talked after the game Sunday. We talked after the Chiefs Bills game, and I was not happy.
Fred did not text.
Oh, I didn't text anybody.
The game
Sunday night
ended, and he was texting all through the show. Chiefs are going to lose this game. Oh, Chiefs are coming back. Oh, Mahomes, Rice. And then when they lost, Fred ends in a text for the entire night. And I'm asking him direct questions, calling him.
Yeah.
MIA. I was a little scared.
Yeah. No,
I saw you're active on social media. I saw you're active now on Instagram, so.
Yeah, no, I mean, look, I've been on a heater with Chiefs Twitter the last day or so because all these moron Chiefs fans who are brand new to the team and think they're fans just because of Pat Mahomes.
Dude, the thing is when you got a quarterback like that, there's just always faith.
Whether
you're the Bills, whether you're the Chiefs, like whether you're the Ravens,
well, but the
you're always faith.
But the stupidity is at an all-time high. Look, should the Chiefs have went out and got a running back? Sure. Yes. All right. But the reality is this. They've still got to sign Rashee Rice long-term. They've got to sign who else? Trent McDuffie. They got to sign. I mean, and you're talking about that's going to be high-end money. All right. Now, with the Rashee Rice, it's kind of interesting because you know, I don't think he's going to get top of market wide receiver value. Like, I would ask you, do you think you should pay Rashee Rice more than a George Pickens?
I knew you were going to bring up them. I would say they're equal value.
All right. And so
guys that have had some off the field stuff. Now, George is nowhere near.
Close, but just character. Actually, honestly, George hasn't had any off the field stuff.
No, not with the Cowboys. I'm just saying the thought process of is his character.
Well, not even really with the Steelers.
I want to prove it year. But no, I think Rashee Rice.
I mean, he's
also the one.
Exactly. Now, that being said, I mean, George Pickens would be a one for 27 other teams.
I could see them making around the same, Rashee making five or six less.
But because he's had the issues he's had, he may not get that 35 mil.
Can I bring up another random thought?
By the way, we have any calls? Oh, we got three? All right, well, I'll tell you what. Before you want to get that, get your thought real quick.
Let me get my thought real quick.
Real quick.
I want you to think. The last five teams that have won a Super Bowl, say them out loud. What are the teams?
Chiefs, Eagles, Rams are the teams that I can think of off the top of my head. And Tampa Bay.
What did all those teams have? And I'll answer it for you. They had a star defensive tackle. Yes, they had a star quarterback. They had a star defensive tackle.
Oh, absolutely.
And so the trade for Quinnen Williams, while it might not be sexy like a Max Crosby or a Micah Parsons, we're seeing the teams that win Super Bowls.
Yeah.
They got a dude up in the middle. Chris Jones.
Yeah.
Aaron Donald. Vita Vea. Jalen Carter, disruptors up the middle. Not Max Crosby, not T.J. Watt, not Micah Parsons,
no,
not Bosa.
No, there's something to say. You're not wrong about that. I mean, the one thing about, and you know, we talk about pass rushers coming off the edge, and rightfully so.
They're sexy. It's fun. But sacks.
But the ultimate Achilles heel for any quarterback is pressure up the middle. Mm-hmm. I mean, what was the knock on Tom Brady? All right, you get pressure up the middle, you're going to give TB12 a hard time. All right, now you come across. Now, you know, outside, boom, he can step in the pocket. Good left tackle or right tackle is going to force
running back
force him outside. You can chip the whole nine. By the way, the Chiefs didn't chip Bosa one time on Sunday. Just putting that out there for anybody who was wondering. So, anywho, all right, so we've got how many callers? Three. All right, who's the first one?
All right, let's head over to. We're going to go to Baylor, and we're going to talk to
Taylor. Waco.
Taylor and Baylor, huh? What's up, Taylor and Baylor?
You got Taylor from Baylor.
Taylor from Baylor.
I've been down in Waco, but yeah, Taylor from Baylor.
What part of town? What part of town you in here in the DFW?
Frisco.
Frisco. Shout. You a Lone Star? Or you a Reedy guy?
Oh, I'm a Cowboys man for life.
No, I'm talking about the high school. I went high school on you. It's the biggest game of the week.
Okay.
It's the biggest game of the weekend.
Born in Plano, I'm a Wildcat.
Okay, fair enough. I don't know what that means, but anyway, all right. What you got for us, Taylor from Baylor?
Well, I'm a first-time caller, obviously a long-time listener.
Thank you.
Cowboys fan, Baylor Bears fan.
Sick 'em Bears!
Exactly. But, I work hard all day. I'm working from 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. Tough life, but you're my ride home, and I love you guys. I love when I text in. Half the time you guys are reading the text out loud and letting us kind of be part of the show, and I just want y'all to know I really appreciate that, and I feel like you guys are just a great show. And
I appreciate that, Taylor from Baylor, and thank you so much. And I'll tell you what, God bless you for putting them long hours, 6 to 10. That's a long ass day. By the way, Kevin, whose microphone is on right now as he fields phone calls. So if you hear more than one voice at one time, don't be alarmed. That's just Kevin talking into the ethos. Shout out to our boy Taylor from Baylor.
Shout out to Taylor, man.
Taylor from Baylor. What a call.
That's a good
call.
Name, too.
Give that another bell ring.
I would say if your name's Taylor,
yeah,
there's no way, as a guy,
yeah,
that you're not taking care of business. I just feel like that's a name that's if you know a Taylor in your life that's a guy,
yeah,
he's taking care of business.
Tell you what, you're not wrong about that. A good friend of mine from the Navy, speaking of, who actually came to my college graduation, shout out to my boy Taylor Briggs,
like
from Racine, Wisconsin. It's 2007. After I defended your sorry ass freedom,
okay,
and I went to the University
of
Kansas.
Don't do that.
Yeah, I did.
Don't make
I
me
did.
Feel bad.
I did. I mean, I went to Maine. Well, I mean, whose freedom was I defending? Let's be real.
Cooper Flags.
That's right. I was a menace to society back then. All right. Who we got next?
Next, we got Latrette in Dallas.
Oh, our boy Latrette. He's back again. Guess who's back? Back again. What's up, Latrette?
Hey, what's up, Fred? What's going on with y'all tonight, man?
Man, just, just talking a little sports on the best station in DFW.
That's all we do.
The fan.
That's all we do is talk sports. We don't do anything else but sports talk here. Shout out to Chief.
What you got, Latrell?
All right, well, what I want to talk about, I don't really want to talk about the Cowboys after the long day.
I totally understand. Appreciate that.
But I do want to talk about them suck as Mavs, man.
Yeah. No, it's rough, man. It's hard out there for a pimp.
It is rough, man. And I don't really know how Nico still got a job, how Jason is still. I mean, of course, you know, Jason is the coach or whatever, but I hope that his experiment with Coop at the point guard is totally over with.
Yeah.
And as far as the defense goes, man, I have no idea what Nico was thinking with this whole thing about defense wins championships and this whole, you know, bowl thing he got going on, man, because we looking like ass right now, Fred.
Couldn't have said it better myself. It doesn't,
solid take by you, Latrette.
Doesn't seem like it's going to get any better anytime soon for the Dallas Mavericks as Anthony Davis is still sidelined. Maybe you'll get Derek Lively back sometime next week. Jason Kidd gave us that maybe he could be back soon, but Latrette, you're right, man. It's tough right now for a pimp watching the Dallas Cowboys as they are last in the West.
From the 817, that's a fact. My name is Taylor from Fort Worth.
Come on.
So there you have it. All right, who's next?
All right, we got Nooney in Oak Cliff.
Nooney! What's up, Nooney from Oak Cliff?
What's going on, fellas?
Man, living the dream.
Oh, of course. First off, I want to say RIP Marshawn Nealon.
Absolutely.
And second of all, I want to say, hey, Fred, Thanksgiving, you're gonna have a bad, bad Thanksgiving this year, brother.
Mm. What makes you say that?
Them boys are coming. They're gonna show out for Marshawn. You got Quinnen Williams. You got Logan Wilson, and I guarantee you, they're gonna whoop ass.
I mean, look, Nooney.
It's a win-win for you on that day, Fred.
I hope you're right. I mean, look, it's gonna be. Now, in fairness to you, Nooney, I did pick the Cowboys to win that game.
He did.
Before the year started. I think, and it's and not just from the and of course obviously there was no Quinnen Williams or Logan Wilson even on the radar back then. I did it from the standpoint of this is that'll be a very emotional game. Not just obviously, I mean every game moving forward is going to be emotional for the Cowboys in light of what happened today. But that's going to be an emotional game for Brian Schottenheimer, considering you know he grew up in Kansas,
yeah, for sure.
Right? I mean he was. I mean yeah, that's, his dad had his most success with the Kansas City Chiefs. So and we'll all. I mean Schottenheimer's a legend over there. So great point by you. I disagree. But I expect you to chime in around Thanksgiving. Like I said, it's a win-win for me either way. Blake and I will be at that game. I mean, is there a better way to spend your Thanksgiving than at AT&T Stadium watching the Chiefs and the Cowboys? No, there's not. All right, coming up.
Answer my own question.
Hey, there you go. Answer my own question. Very Brian Schottenheimer of me. All right, who's next?
James in Gun Barrel City.
Whoa.
James in Gun Barrel City. Okay. What exactly is Gun Barrel City, James?
It's a small town about an hour southeast of Dallas.
And it's really called Gun Barrel City?
Yes, it is. They say if you fly like an airplane across, it's shaped like a gun. The whole town is shaped like a gun is why they call it that.
Okay. Love that. Learned something new today. What you got for us, James?
I'm just calling, the first-time caller. I just want to say I enjoy y'all's show. I just started listening to y'all probably about 2 or 3 months ago when I started working nights.
Okay. Man, I'll tell you what. I appreciate you. What are you? I'm guessing you're a diehard Cowboys fan?
Oh, yeah. I've been a diehard. And last time they won a Super Bowl, I was 10 years old, and I'm 41 now, so...
Fair
Let's
enough.
Hope they can get us one before I get any over.
Boy, you're preaching to the choir on that. Everybody here is hoping for the exact same thing. Real quick, before we let you go, who's your college team of record?
Oh, UT, University of Texas.
Come on, hook 'em, baby.
There you go.
Way better than them Jayhawks.
There you go. James.
All right, fellas, hey, have a good one.
Love you, brother. James in Gun Barrel City. First time caller and first time anybody's called us from Gun Barrel City.
I learned something new today. Gun Barrel City.
Yeah, man, Brand. I mean, look, I've heard of Cut and Shoot, but I'd never heard of Gun Barrel City. Is that it? We done?
We got one more. James in East Dallas.
James
Josh.
In
Josh in East Dallas.
Josh
in East Dallas.
Josh in East Dallas. Take us home, my friend.
Oh, the fan after dark, it gives me a spark, I tell you what. I'm out here driving. I listen to you guys every night when I'm driving. I love you. Thanks for the mental health bit earlier. That was
thank you.
Phenomenal. I look forward to listen more this week, and much love to you guys. Thank you.
Josh in East Dallas, I'll tell you what you got.
I was going to say we're going to be here the rest of the week, so you can listen to us the rest of the week. We're not leaving, so you'll be able to hear us.
Well, I won't be here tomorrow, but...
Well, Fred won't be here tomorrow, but
you will be.
I will be here tomorrow.
3 hours.
3 hours. It's only going to 10. So we got you, Josh. We're going to make sure that you know what I'm learning? We got a lot of first-time callers.
Yeah, we do.
A lot of people that have tuned in the last month or two.
Yeah, we do.
So if you're in that fringe, hey, I just started listening. I don't know if I can call in. Text
always.
It. You're part of the
always
community.
Always welcome.
Whether
always
you're a day welcome. One fatty or whether you just started listening today.
Doesn't matter.
You're part of the community.
We love you.
You're part of the fatties. You can text in, call in. We're going to show love. We're going to give you a chance to speak. It tolls on the telephone. We do it almost every day. Now, the time has fluctuated. We're trying to figure out the best.
10:20 might be the time, though.
It might be the hot spot.
10:20 might be that nice, because look, we've been trying to, we got top five, but we've tried to retire, but then we did bring it back. But tell us on the telephone at 10:20, we might be on to something. All right, you guys are all fantastic tonight. Great job, as always. Shout out
give
to
yourself
our boy,
a round of applause.
Khaki Kev, 100%. Give yourself a round of applause in the vehicle. Tell your
actually,
side
probably
chick,
don't.
Tell your side chick to give you a high five as well, at the very least. At least she
and
can
a
do.
Low five.
And a low five, if you know what we mean. shout out to Taylor, Latrette, Nooney, James, and Josh. You guys were
talk
tremendous.
About, talk about a name
what,
too,
what a group of names. I'll tell you what.
I like Nooney.
Nooney from South Oak Cliff came out firing. That's what we expect here on Fan After Dark. All right. One final segment, and we will send you on your way. Don't go anywhere.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Where?
Okay, I have 1% on my
relax,
computer.
Relax and join the difference.
For the Dallas fan cam, I have 1%. So if you're on Dallas fan cam and you haven't seen us, and you go, or is Blake and Fred
short and fat, skinny.
Is your chance to see us, at least for today. I'll have the fan cam on tomorrow.
I mean, I've got my Surface, but it's too late to set up the
little preview.
Whatever.
Little preview. The guy who was fielding y'all's phone calls, Keki Kev, will be on the air with me tomorrow doing Fan After Dark.
Nice.
Because Fred's leaving to go see his son.
Going to driving back up to Kansas again.
Can we get a little preview of the game? They played the 15 seed and it was a nail biter last
time.
I'll
be honest with you, dude. I've had so much going on this week. I have not even looked. I know they're playing a school called Girard. The biggest thing for me tomorrow is I'm leaving a little bit earlier than I did last time.
Uh-huh. Can we go get lunch or something?
No, I'm not leaving that early. I mean, it's a 6-hour drive. But I'm going to get there a little bit early so I can talk to my son and give him just the shortest of pep talks before the game.
I love that.
And what I'm going to tell him is this. He had a hit on a kid on last Friday where he just came out of nowhere and just lit this kid up. And
what was the tackle form looking like?
Oh, I mean, it was great. He went in and just leveled this kid. And I asked him after the game, and we didn't have a chance to talk too long. It was Halloween. Him was a grower out trying to go out and do stuff and yada yada whatever. And all I said to him was, I need to see more of that. And the first thing he said, I knew you'd like that. Yeah, I did.
Give me 4 or 5 more of those.
I did, exactly. And you know, the thing I'm going to tell him tomorrow is, look, man, you're the difference in this team making a state championship run or not.
You got to reinforce that.
Because they got a couple – look, that team's got a couple dogs. They got this one kid, Jalen, and don't get me lying what the kid's last name is. Mm-hmm. He's a stud. He's an absolute stud. He scored the winning touchdown for him this past week. You know, my son's the best wide receiver on the football team. But, you know, when you're a wide receiver, you know, you're dependent upon the quarterback, okay? He only had 4 targets last week. So I've tried telling him,
is he going to go A.J. Brown on us?
He better not. And I told him, I said, look, you know, you can control what you can control on the offensive side of the ball, but defensively, like, you're one of the biggest kids out there. Like, go wreck shop. Because I promise you, when you hit somebody the way you did, guess what? They're not going to throw to your side anymore.
And
or they're going to start being real tippy-tappy when they do.
Tell them to get a little peanut punch. Punch that ball out.
That's a good call by you.
Because we're seeing that in the NFL, bro. Teams aren't even trying to like tackle guys. They're just peanut punching, and that changes the whole game.
And it's and look, it's a live by the sword, die by the sword deal, because you know, if you got a strong runner and you try to punch the ball out and miss.
I mean, I wouldn't do it with the game on the line, but you know, first or second quarter.
Or if you got the guy right in front of you, boom, do what you got to do. But so that's gonna be my biggest thing for him tomorrow, because look, you squeaked one by last week against a team that was had two wins on the year. All right, and you know, you now, granted, you guys had a lot of uncharacteristic penalties. You had two fumbles going into the end zone, right? So you lose. I don't care what level of football it is, you lose two fumbles in the red zone. You know, I mean, that's the difference between two. And you're scoring, right? I mean, one of them literally was the quarterback was diving into the end zone. Homeboy popped the ball out.
Peanut
the other
punch.
Team recovers. Boom, there you go. Peanut punch. So, you know, you're not going to overtime. So, yeah, that's my deal tomorrow is, and again, it's a senior year. You guys, if you listen to the show at all, you know that, like I said, my son's a senior in high school. So I'm going to tell him, look, do you want – go out knowing you did everything you could to help your team win that football.
We'll worry about you being hurt after.
I ain't worried about it.
You being sore after.
I ain't worried about it. I don't want to hear any complaints. You will never have this moment again.
And I think I can speak for a lot of people who peaked in high school.
Boy.
The high school memories you never get back. I mean, in the moment, it's super easy to be thinking about college or girls or university. But the moment that I'm just speaking from my age, from 26.
I'm right there with you.
Like, just being in that locker room, hanging out with the guys, knowing that you got football practice before and after, like, that is a core memory. And
it's
if I
time.
Could go back to, funny enough, I've told the story on the air, but I cannot believe we lost the game we lost. We lost two games my senior year. We lost to Alito, who had Jason McClellan, who ends up being the starting running back at Alabama for three years.
No shame in that.
And that was embarrassing. We lost to them. We go on like 11 game win streak.
Dude, I don't think Alito's lost since then though.
Yeah,
I mean, in fairness to you, seriously, I think they've won like 140 district games in a row.
Like we had our quarterback Jagger LaRoe, who ends up going to Ohio State the next year.
Didn't, what a name,
Jagger LaRoe.
Jagger LaRoe. I mean, that sounds like a made up player on college football.
He was like 6'4". Dude was nasty. Throw him into Kevon Ahmad and Cam Brown, son of Larry Brown.
Yeah.
Friend
of the program.
Yeah, friend of the program. They end up going D1. All those people I just named end up going D1. Our middle linebacker transfers from, I think, Allen or something like that. His name's Drew Sanders.
Yeah.
He's actually in the NFL right now, plays for the Denver Broncos. It was like that first game where you don't know who your quarterback's going to be. Jagger was supposed to be our quarterback, struggles against Alito. We bring in our boy Drew Sanders, scores our first touchdown, rushing touchdown, just runs through this kid. Then he throws a pick. So now we're bringing in the third string, Landry French, still my friend to this day. So now at this point, we're relying on the Blake Elliotts, the Landry Frenches to score. And we win a bunch of games, whatever. We get to the conference semifinals, play a team called Lubbock Coronado.
Okay.
Fred Davis, we scored 67 points and lost. One game away from the state semis.
I mean, that's tough, dude.
They scored 80 points on us in a playoff game.
Let's see. Real quick.
Colleyville Heritage for anyone that didn't know what school I went to.
Undefeated Frisco Lone Star hangs on to win the district championship on a two-point conversion defensive stand at the Star. Game just ended a little bit ago. That's from the 4-6-9. So we got – now, most teams have already clinched their playoff spots. I mean, you know, you got a few teams that are, you know, you're vying for – district titles, but, you know, the four playoff teams have already been decided, but there's a lot of schools. Friend of the program.
Hebron Hawks.
Okay, the Hebron Hawks. Now, no disrespect.
Defense look good, though.
Oh, thank you so much, 945. Thank you so much. Best text of the night. If Blake is repeating his story on air, does that make him old now? Yes. Yes, it does. Because you know how many times I've heard from Blake?
I was just repeating the high school.
Oh, you've already told that story before, you old head. yeah, but guess what? You just did. Now you're old.
I started
it. Now you're old. Now you're old. Just admit it. Just admit it. You're old.
I started it with I've told the story before.
Yeah, that's usually how old people start things.
I know you got it right. I know. It's one of my favorites. It's an oldie but goodie.
The difference is Fred will tell the story as if no one's heard it before. He goes, I'm going to tell you a time.
That's the way to do it.
Should I just start doing that?
That's exactly what you do. Because that's how you can tell the difference between an old head and a young person. Okay. Yeah. Like you're getting there. I tell the story as if it's never been told before yeah. with the same verb.
Maybe a little spin.
Oh, maybe add a little something to it. That
the guy was wearing green.
I've been shot three times. All right? I didn't tell you guys that, did I? By the way, from the 214, got to be careful with the peanut punch with these minimum wage refs. Shots fired. My son, senior dog, got ejected for trying to punch the ball out last week for, quote, throwing a punch.
Ejected?
Ejected.
You got to do the
senior dog.
Are you more of an overhand peanut punch or underhand? Because, you know, we see a lot in the NFL, the underhand from behind.
Well, that's probably why they do it.
Like the punch up, if
you
will.
For what 214 is saying. So you've also got somebody that was tell you what, you had one guy who really just would not get over the fact that you cheated on extra credit.
I didn't cheat.
I know you didn't. Now, do I think you memorize everything? Yes, I do.
Do we think, Blake, my memory is absolutely terrible. If I memorize that, that's just as good as knowing
the
question.
That's fair. Good for you. From the 903, well, Von Miller and DeMarcus Ware won a championship. Okay. I mean, look, yes, they did. We're not saying
it's never been done.
We're not saying that, you know, you're not going to win a Super Bowl. By the way, that was a decade ago.
Yeah.
Okay, we're just saying
Peyton Manning was the quarterback. Come on.
But that wasn't great. But that was old, barely getting
but
by.
But that was still cerebral.
Well, and that was, oh, by the way, that defense. I mean, you had DeMarcus Ware and Von Miller, who, you know, still in his prime Von Miller, on each side.
Yep.
Okay, so let's not pretend like, you know.
My point wasn't that if you have an edge, you can't win. It was more that you need a good defensive tackle to win.
Absolutely. No, I'm with you 110% on that. I mean, you need to have
and all the Super Bowl winners have had a guy, like top five of their position, not just an average defensive tackle.
No, and adding Quinnen Williams, we heard from our boy Ben Troop earlier today who said just that. I mean, he's a big fan of that. And so, you know, it's nice. And one of the reasons I love having Ben Troop on, outside of the fact that he's probably one of the only guys we've ever interviewed that talks faster than we do, is, you know, he played the game. All right, and the thing I love about having Ben Troop on is he'll give you that behind the scenes and just raw, unfiltered view on all things National Football League. And plus, I thought he did a great job as well talking about the Marcus Nealon stuff today. Marshawn Nealon stuff today. So again, I do hope that for all of our Cowboy fans out there today who woke up to the gut-wrenching news from about Marshawn Nealon today, that maybe, you know, hearing from the Ben Troops of the world, give you a little insight into the National Football League and how those things work, and hearing from Dr. Jared Spencer that, you know, at the very least, look, it's not going to take anything away from what happened today, and we'll never understand why what went down this morning went down. But at the very least, maybe if you're a little bit better equipped to understand just the entire dynamic of, you know, anybody dealing with a mental health issue. And if you know somebody, I'll tell you what, the one thing that Dr. Jared Spencer said that I think really stuck out to me the most was, you know, how can I help you with your anxiety? How can I help you with your depression when you spend all night on your phone and you're not getting proper sleep? And that's just something that you just don't really think about. We all kind of take it for granted. And there's plenty of memes. Oh, I should be asleep. This is me at 3 a.m. still scrolling. But there's something to be said for that, you know? And I mean, again, that's, I'm not saying one thing leads to another, but if you can take a baby step here or there to preserve your own mental health,
then you'll be better equipped to help other people.
1,000%.
Because it's a lot easier to tell people to do something when you're walking it.
That's it.
It's very hard to tell someone to better up their mental health or to be strong or to give them advice when you're not doing it yourself.
From the 817, Trevor still needs to get some cologne.
So I'll say this, man. If y'all take nothing else from the show, we give sports takes. We give our own personal lives, man. Be the strong one in your friend group, in your family group chat, to reach out. If you know someone personally going through something, like Dr. Spencer said, you know, try to get them on that path. Don't think that you have to do it alone.
That's it.
Don't put the burden on yourself that you have to pull someone out of the cave and then you get overwhelmed, because that can happen. So,
trust me, it absolutely can.
Put them on the path. And if it's someone that you don't know that well, but you just want to reach out, send in a text, hey, I'm thinking about you, man, or girl.
Please, I'm just thinking
about you.
Also, another major development, depending upon what happens with my son's football game, of course, if they win, they'll play again next Friday. I may have my daughter's dog next Friday. Full circle moment. Shout out to Dr. Spencer. Shout out to Ben Troop. As always, great job. First night in the box for Mr. Khaki Kevin here at the New Digs. For Blake Elliott, I'm Fred Davis. Fatty's told us we love you all. Good night. God bless.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it.
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.